Welcome to Water Rights Audio Reports, your window into the world of ag water policy. Exchange Contractors, February 7th, 2025, by Don A. Wright and read by me, Don A. Wright. The Exchange Contractors Board of Directors met at its Los Banos headquarters on Friday, February 7th, 2025, and by telephone. When you call the number, it sounds like some computerized operator later says, "Welcome to Broad Dana." Men and women come in all shapes and sizes, and I've known both men and women named Dana, but I've never known a lady who wanted to be called Broad. There's also was a problem with connections, and I missed the flag salute and housekeeping items. The meeting. When things got up and running, I found myself in the middle of Joanne White's finance report, and the board, of course, approved. This was, 10 minutes after 9, perhaps. They also approved travel expenses and Visa cards and the minutes of the finance committee meeting. Water report. Watermaster Adam Hoffman reported, demands are just starting to increase. There were concerns about the dry January, but the current rains have helped. Flows down the San Joaquin River are going to increase between now and then in June. Then they will be ramped down to the conserved cold water. Hoffman said Shasta has filled to 4.16 million acre feet so far this year. The atmospheric rivers are dumping on the northern part of the state. He said Oroville received 30 inches of rain in 1 week. There's a lot of water in the system right now. San Luis Reservoir is gaining maximum infill on the federal side, with all pumps pumping at the Jones plant. Mutterton Lake has a bump in infill due to the recent storm. It's still a little under average. Delta inflows are big and things are moving fast. Huffman said it's looking good. There was 107,000 cubic feet per second hitting the Delta. The Feather River got 130% of average rain last week, and there are more storms coming, and it is supposed to be colder, so more snow. He said the DWR forecast will come out on Monday. Executive Director Chris White said there was a good meeting on the San Joaquin River Restoration Plan. He asked John Wiersma to report, and Wiersma said bids, plans, operations, agreements are all moving forward for various parts of the effort. I don't know what work was completed, but a contractor named Charlie McElvaney completed more than half the task in 1 day. They're arguing over that guy. Everybody wants him. White said XCON continues to work with the Central Valley operations folks from the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation to bring more transparency to South and Delta allocations. Wiersma said the local groundwater sustainability plan has the finishing touches in place. There are comment periods still open in neighboring sub-basins, and they're keeping an eye on what's going on next door and how it could impact the local sub-basin. White said water transfers are on the agenda and will be covered later in the meeting. A while back, XCON developed a grant for water in the surrounding communities, and it sounded like the city of Fireball has qualified for some funds, and they're going to use it to improve the San Joaquin River, the park side. San Joaquin River Parkside. Very good for them. It is a lovely place. Policy and programs. Steve Chedister reported there is some progress being made on Sac Dam in regards to the San Joaquin River restoration efforts. There are men and women in Washington, D.C. looking for funds. He reported he had a good meeting with Wade Crowfoot last month. I think about the voluntary agreement, but I couldn't hear him really clearly. Chedister said the water blueprint has been putting out material in response to the unique situations taking place in California. He hasn't heard from the state board concerning the SGMA process for the area in a while. White added the Del Puerto Canyon Dam project is moving forward with Merced County Public Works Department presenting the County Board of Supervisors with a good report on the proposed highway move. Government mischief. Next, Dave Corey reported on state regulatory happenings. He said the nitrate control panel of experts mandated by the state board is still waiting for names to be approved. He believes it will happen sooner or later. There was a priority 2 workshop for the regional board concerning nitrates recently. There were NGOs and state board staff present, but it was very toned down in comparison to past workshops. Now, a word, and we'll be right back with the rest of the report. There you are, minding your own business, listening to this report, and an advertisement comes on. It's about your business, featuring your products and services. You've just increased your brand awareness to the ag irrigation decision makers for 4 to 5 million acres of farmland in California's Central Valley. most productive farmland on Earth. Water rights readers are a prime demographic and part of our mission to help farmers farm and help you reach your marketing goals. Contact us at waterrights.net, and that's water spelled regular and rights with a W, like the brothers with an S on the end, .net. Waterrights.net. Give us a call. We'll both be glad you did. Legislative matters. White said January 2025 was a long year. And I got a pretty good laugh because it was a pretty busy month, yes. He met with Crowfoot last month, and he said he was very interested in ex-cons San Joaquin River restoration. He said it was a really good discussion they'd had. Doug Burgum is now Secretary of Interior. There are some questions about federal funding for projects that received Inflation Reduction Act funds. There will be an ex-con trip to Washington, D.C. next week. The executive orders President Donald Trump issued are under careful watch. White said Congressman David Valadao and Jim Costa have put forth an Every Drop Counts bill. Attorney's report. Andy McClure said the Merced County GSA case that won't die has been consolidated. He said they will make the judge's task as easy as possible. They will make only one response. The case has dragged on since 2020, and the document being sued over no longer exists. If I remember right, this was one of the first GSPs, groundwater sustainability plans, put forth. Some NGOs sued. Didn't get resolved right away. They've since rewritten, and I believe it's passed past the DWR. So there's a good cause to believe the plaintiffs are simply trying to run up legal fees. The Del Puerto Canyon CEQA case has been dragging on also. Fryant had its lawyers and McClure argued for ExxonMobil. ExxonMobil and Del Puerto Water District won on all points. It is remaining unpublished. I hadn't heard this term before, but that means even though the decision went for them, unless the court chooses, it won't be published, and the verdict won't be published, and therefore it can't be used as precedent in the future. Bryant requested a rehearing, but McClure doesn't see that happening. There's a Sierra Club lawsuit on road alignment and cultural issues in the Del Puerto Canyon Dam, and that's been heard. This also is dragged on. The Sierra Club sued on something that hasn't happened yet. If I understood right, the road alignment is yet to be determined. The Sierra Club was also suing over fish and now terrestrial animals being harmed. McClure said he thinks the pro-dam position is winnable and ExxonMobil won't owe attorney fees. If not, if they lose, they're going to owe a bunch of fees to the Sierra Club. If not, there are some fees coming up. Also coming up is the hearing, a further hearing on this next week. Managers report and information. Columbia Canal Company General Manager Mike Gardner said the system has been shut down for maintenance, and that's about finished. Fireball Canal District General Manager Jeff Bryant, Fireball Canal Water District General Manager Jeff Bryant, said they variegated right up until the end of the year and spent January on maintenance. There's a new regulating reservoir starting up this year. San Luis Canal Company's GM Wiersma said the same thing, knocking out projects and enjoying the dry weather to do that in. There are two NEPA documents before the Bureau, and that's about it. Getting ready for the annual meeting next month. Central California Irrigation District GM Jared Martin said they are finished with maintenance and are ready to start deliveries. White announced March 7th as the next board portraits sitting. They're going to take pictures. Good for them. And there's the D.C. trip. Water transfer. All right, last month there was a proposal to add another category under ExxonMobil's transfer policy. This was sent back to staff for further presentation this month. White said this type of transfer category has been used, but not under the name. This type of transfer has happened, but they didn't have the proper category for it. It'd be good to sort that out. And there's been a suggestion of capping it at 50,000 acre feet annually. White suggested a 10,000 acre foot initial, but an increase to be allowed under the policy. This is something to do with groundwater when the water level gets too high. There used to be artesian wells out on the west side of the valley, and the groundwater there can get high. There was no public comment or questions, and the board approved amending Section 6.8 Alternative 3 of the Water Transfer Policy. Chairman Chris Gardella thanked Wyatt for making this much less complex. I'd hate to have read through the complex version. San Luis Canal Company Director Cannon Michael said he was glad to have seen this happen. Closed session. The meeting went pretty fast, with adjournment at 10:09 a.m. The board was ready to dive into six items covered under the Ralph M. Brown Act. Therefore, it is now time for you to go be good to yourselves and each other. Well, that's that. Thank you for listening to Water Rights Audio Reports, and God bless all of you.